Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, The Holy Spirit, Our Helper in Prayer. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 26. So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. Ben woke up early in the morning with a heavy burden in his spirit. Though he couldn't articulate it in words, he responded by praying in the Spirit. For about 30 minutes, he prayed in tongues until he felt the burden lift. Later that morning at work, Ben discovered that a serious conspiracy had been plotted against him. Someone had submitted a damaging complaint about his department, clearly targeting him. A similar situation had cost his colleague their job just a month earlier. The moment Ben heard about the accusation, he understood why the Holy Spirit had stirred him to pray earlier. He knew he had already secured victory in the Spirit. And indeed, that was exactly what happened. His accuser was the one who lost her job instead. As you go about your day, remember that the Holy Spirit is your helper in prayer. There are moments when you won't know exactly what to pray for, but the Holy Spirit intercedes on your behalf. This is why praying in the Spirit, especially in tongues, is essential. When you pray in tongues, you are speaking directly to God, who understands all languages. Interpretation is only necessary when delivering a message to others, but in personal prayer, your spirit is communicating mysteries to God. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Prayer. Lord, empower me to pray more in the Spirit. Help me to be sensitive to your leading in prayer. Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, The Holy Spirit, Our Helper in Prayer. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 26. So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. Ben woke up early in the morning with a heavy burden in his spirit. Though he couldn't articulate it in words, he responded by praying in the Spirit. For about 30 minutes, he prayed in tongues until he felt the burden lift. Later that morning at work, Ben discovered that a serious conspiracy had been plotted against him. Someone had submitted a damaging complaint about his department, clearly targeting him. A similar situation had cost his colleague their job just a month earlier. The moment Ben heard about the accusation, he understood why the Holy Spirit had stirred him to pray earlier. He knew he had already secured victory in the Spirit. And indeed, that was exactly what happened. His accuser was the one who lost her job instead. As you go about your day, remember that the Holy Spirit is your helper in prayer. There are moments when you won't know exactly what to pray for, but the Holy Spirit intercedes on your behalf. This is why praying in the Spirit, especially in tongues, is essential. When you pray in tongues, you are speaking directly to God, who understands all languages. Interpretation is only necessary when delivering a message to others, but in personal prayer, your spirit is communicating mysteries to God. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Prayer. Lord, empower me to pray more in the Spirit. Help me to be sensitive to your leading in prayer. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 15 to 17. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 15 to 17.
Psalm 15, a Psalm of David.
Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy mountain? Those whose walk is blameless, who do what is righteous, who speak the truth from their hearts, who have no slander on their tongues, who do their neighbors no wrong, who cast no slur on others, who despise those whose ways are vile, but honor whoever fears the Lord, who keep their oaths, even when it hurts, who lend money to the poor without interest and do not accept bribes against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken.
Psalm 16, a Miktam of David.
Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the godly who are in the land, they are the noble people in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Psalm 17, a prayer of David.
Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent, through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord. Confront them. Bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it. May there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.